The word exorcism is derived from the Greek word exorcizein, meaning to bind by oath. But in practice, exorcism is not about exerting control over spirits, so much as banishing unwanted spirits from people, places, or things. For many people today, the idea of possession and exorcism is defined by William Friedkin's film, The Exorcist, 1973. Regan McNeil's possession by the demon Pazuzu in that film was based on a spectacular case that began in Maryland in 1949. However, this sort of possession in which a demoniac, known as an energumen in Christian literature, exhibits an alternate personality and manifests supernatural abilities is not typical of the types of situations in which exorcists intervene. If we look across cultures, there is almost no phenomenon, whether it be a behavior, an illness, a strange experience, or an act of nature that has not been attributed to spirits and treated using exorcism. Animism, the belief in spirit beings such as gods, ghosts, or demons, can be found in nearly every culture on earth, and almost anything undesirable can be attributed to the influence of spirit beings. In many cultures, exorcism is used as a way of treating illness. For example, the Gospels describe some individuals as possessed because they are blind and mute, Matthew chapter 12, verse 22, or crippled, Luke chapter 13, verses 10 through 13. Historian Moshe Sluhovsky suggests that in medieval Europe, exorcism was primarily a means of curing the body, and that it was only in the wake of Protestantism and the Counter-Reformation that possession was reimagined as a disease of the soul. For this reason, anthropologist Erica Bourguignon concludes that when looking across cultures, spirit possession should be understood as a way of interpretation. It is a diagnostic model through which a culture makes sense of certain phenomena. Techniques of exorcism vary across cultures and are nearly endless in variety. In addition to prescribed prayers or rituals, other strategies have included simply asking the spirit what it wants and appeasing it, transferring the spirit into a stone or an animal that is subsequently destroyed, having the patient consume blessed substances such as holy water or sacred writings, or even sending for someone possessed by a more powerful spirit who can frighten the other spirit away. The most dangerous forms of exorcism involve making the patient so uncomfortable that the spirit no longer wishes to inhabit their body. Such strategies can include beating the patient, fumigating them with noxious substances, burning them, or immersing them in water. Tragically, there are countless examples of would-be exorcists who have killed their patients using these strategies. Those killed in this manner are nearly always children or young women. Another common misconception about exorcism is that it is a relic of the Dark Ages that will soon fade away from the modern world. This belief is tied to the so-called secularization narrative, or the assumption that science will inevitably eradicate both belief in the supernatural and the social influence of religion. However, the secularization narrative has increasingly few supporters among social scientists today. In fact, exorcism is arguably more popular today than at any point in history, with the exception of 16th and 17th century Europe. In the Western tradition, possession is almost completely absent from the Hebrew Bible, but demoniacs are everywhere in the New Testament. In Europe, the golden age of demonic possession was not the Middle Ages, but in the two centuries following the Protestant Reformation. In the modern United States, exorcism was once extraordinarily rare. Protestants regarded it as superstitious, and the Catholic Church regarded it as an embarrassment. All of this changed after 1973, when The Exorcist created a massive demand for exorcisms. Evangelicals and Pentecostals were already positioned to cater to this new market, often calling their services deliverance ministries rather than exorcisms. Protestant missionaries then helped to spread this new brand of spiritual warfare throughout the global South, developing nations of Asia, Africa, South America, and the Caribbean, so that exorcism is now a standard practice in many churches throughout these areas. Eventually, the Catholic Church also embraced exorcism more openly and now offers courses at the Vatican to train more exorcists. Catholic advocates of exorcism, such as the late Father Gabriele Amort, 1925 to 2016, argued that more exorcisms were needed than ever before because cultural trends such as yoga and the Harry Potter franchise were leaving millions vulnerable to demonic influence.